Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Welcome
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom call. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. We are excited tonight. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday
Hallelujah. Night.
It is the midweek. Hallelujah. And we are excited. We are grateful. We are thankful. Hallelujah. For an opportunity
yes.
to come together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Kingdom Call because it is truly Kingdom time. Amen.
Amen.
For such a time as this, when the saints need to come together, they said,
yes,
get
Lord.
All you can, my daddy said, and can all you can get. Hallelujah. And in this hour, this season that we are in, saints, glory to God, we need to get all that we can to be able to stand, to be able to endure. Amen.
Amen.
We need the word of God. And so this is the midweek service station, Philip. And we are grateful to have you with us. We'll be with you for another 45 minutes or so. So I ask you to go ahead and text that friend and stop an email and let them know, hallelujah, that we are on the air, hallelujah. Give them the number that you use to connect, and give them the email, the website that you use to join in with us, and let iron sharpen the iron, and let us catch on fire, hallelujah. So go ahead
hallelujah.
And text someone real quick. We just believe that what God is giving us on this Block Talk Radio midweek broadcast, that it's good food. It is strength and it is ammunition, hallelujah, for us to
amen.
Be able to stand. And so when we're given something that is for us, we want something that builds us up, something that, you know, motivates and encourages and helps set somebody on fire. We need to spread the news. Amen? We spread the news
amen.
About everything else. We spread the news about gossip. Hallelujah. We spread the news about anything else. So let's spread the news about a kingdom call. Amen? An opportunity to get some more word. Amen? To get refueled. Amen? So that we can just continue to stand, amen, and not only stand, but stand with God's power and to stand with God's anointing and stand in his word. So go ahead and text someone, hallelujah, let them know a kingdom call is on the air. I am Elder Jordan, and we are grateful and excited that you have joined us tonight. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you, so we do
amen.
Want to take this time to thank you for dialing in. It is a kingdom call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are here
every Wednesday hallelujah.
Night, and we are grateful for those who take the time to join us. Amen. God bless
amen.
You. Amen. Now, I do want to let everyone know that this is live broadcast. Hallelujah. And I thank you for joining us on our live broadcast. I say that to remind you, if there's noise in your background, go ahead and mute and just listen. But if where you are is quiet, because we don't want to disturb it for the other listeners, you can stay live. But if you have some noise in your background, please go ahead and mute your phone. Right now it sounds like everybody is in a nice and quiet place, so I appreciate you for that. Amen. And also
amen.
To let you know that we will take our prayer request at the end. We are a ministry that believe in the power of prayer. Hallelujah. And we hear the praise report of the request that we have offered up. And so our ministry, we join our faith with your faith in believing God in what you are asking God to do. Amen. Long as
amen.
It lines up with the word, he said that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. And he hears
amen.
And answers our prayers. So you'll have time to share your prayer request and know that we'll be coming in agreement. Hallelujah. And then
amen.
We want to hear the praise report. Hallelujah. We want that praise report because our God does answer. Hallelujah. He answers. And so we want to hear what God is doing. So you will have that opportunity at the end of the broadcast. We open up the lines for our prayer requests. Now, we normally have our announcer to bring the announcements, and she's not able to join us right now. I don't know if she'll be on before we end. So I think I'm going to take a stab at it, hallelujah, and try to share with our listening audience what we have coming up. So bear with me while I collect my thoughts. And while I'm collecting my thoughts, you invite someone else to the broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is a Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan. And our announcement of our kingdom work is as follows. I will be at, shame on me, I will be at a conference this next Friday at Miracle Temple, and Women of Sisters of Solidarity. And you can go to the website and get all of that information if you would like to attend. I will be speaking on Friday, and we are excited to have the opportunity to share with those who would be at that ministry. So that women's conference will start next week. And as I stated, the information is on the website. We also will be taking him to the streets. Hallelujah. Taking him who? No one else but Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are excited about the opportunity to take Jesus to the streets. Amen. And we will be taking him to the streets in the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah.
Yes, and, hallelujah.
Those dates will be, thank you for that energy, hallelujah. That will be September the 9th through the 13th. So mark your calendars. We will be at the inner city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. We are asking churches, people, ministries that understand that it's truly kingdom time. It's time for us to go to the streets. It's time for us to go to them, because they're not coming to the church. We've got to bring them. Amen. So we're going out, and we're going to share our love. We're going to share some joy, and we're going to encourage them to be a part of the family of Jesus Christ. So that information is also on the website, and I'll give that website information. It's also on Facebook. So if you're in the Baltimore area, Washington area, Virginia area, New York area, Philadelphia area, join us. Mark your calendars, September the 9th through the 14th, the 13th. We will be going out evangelizing on Thursday and Friday, and we will be doing evangelism training. So please come out if you desire to go out, but just really kind of wanted to have a little more under your belt, come to the evangelism training. It's going to be an awesome time, and then we're going to take it to the streets, what we have learned in evangelism training. So mark your calendar, September 9th through the 13th. Then the following month is going to be October. We will have a prayer watch. Amen. How many understand that in this hour, every believer needs to be found praying? And we will have corporate prayer, and that information will be coming forth. And if you're not able to connect with us in the Dallas Metroplex area, we want you to be a hub and open up your place on that day where they can gather and be on one accord, and we're all praying at the same time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, November is our giving him thanks, our Thanksgiving feast, where we will be feeding on the streets. Hallelujah. That is one of our big projects where we feed those in the community, and we give clothing, and we just love on them, and we serve them a feast. That's November the 21st, and December the 12th, we will have Christmas with the seniors, hallelujah, at the senior apartment complex community in the South Dallas area. And every third Sunday, we are going to the women's jail. Every Monday night, hallelujah, we have the Kingdom Call Intercessory Prayer Network. And that line is open every Monday night. Amen. So dial in and join us as we come to God in prayer. I believe... hopefully, I did most of the announcements, and maybe she'll be able to get on and just fine-tune that if I missed anything. Now, you are able to connect with us at the website, which is www.lindajordanministries.com. Also able to... see us on the social network of Facebook, and that would be Linda Jordan Ministries. And you can always mail us or email, and that address is on the website, lindajordanministries.com. We do ask that if the ministry is a blessing, or because of us being a blessing to others, to support us with your prayers and to support us with your financial offering, your love offering. Amen. If Block Talk Wednesday Night Kingdom Call is a blessing to you, you know, let
Amen.
Us know by hashtagging on Facebook a Kingdom Call, or going to our website under the donation tab and sow a seed. Amen. Sow a seed that will help us to continue to do what we're doing. From the announcements that you've heard, you clearly see that God have us on the move. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes
Amen.
People want to go and they can't go. So this is an opportunity for you to go by supporting us and helping us go. We have expenses coming up for our missions trip to the inner city of Baltimore, and you would receive a blessing by being a blessing and helping us with those expenses. So you can
Amen.
Put a love offering in the mail, or you can go to our website to the donate and click on donate, and your payment will or love offering seed will be received. Know that we are always praying over the offering and those who sow into this ministry. God bless you, and we pray that you will be with us in spirit, in prayer, and financially. Keep us on the wall, because we're going in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
I need somebody to shout right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see, I need to hear folks. Amen. I like to hear people talk back to me. And so we're going to continue in our studies. God bless everyone for joining us again on Monday night. And hopefully you've had opportunity to jot down where we're going, and during that time you are also able to text someone and tell them to get on, because tonight, we are continuing, we're going to continue with our study of I Am, hallelujah, and tonight we're going to continue, we're going to pick it up with the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. We've been talking about Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the three I am of the great Apostle Paul. And just to rehash before we begin on in the book of John, we'll just go over briefly for those who may not have been on. And just let me share this with you, that you're always able to go back and listen to the previous teachings. They are archived at blocktalkradio.com/Granny's Place. And then you look for a kingdom call and you'll be able to listen to the previous broadcast. But, and so we were the last few times going over what Apostle Paul declared, glory to God, declared who he was and why he was who he said he was. And he said that he is, I am a debtor, hallelujah. I am obligated, hallelujah, not only to God, but to the people to share the gospel. He said, I am eager to share the gospel. I'm not ashamed, hallelujah, to share the gospel. Amen. And the same way that the Apostle Paul so confidently, glory to God, so boldly, glory to God, shared and declared who he is, amen, so are we, the body of Christ. We, too, amen, are obligated as Christians, amen. We,
amen,
should not, amen, be ashamed of the body, ashamed of the gospel, amen. We should be eager, ever ready, amen, to share the gospel, to step into someone's situation and help them. We are eager, we are excited, we are obligated because of what God did for us. Hallelujah. I'm obligated because of the life and the years that my father, Dr. Fulton Williams Jr., has taught me,
yeah,
the word. I'm obligated.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm obligated,
yeah,
because I am what I am because of who he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what he did. Amen. I'm obligated to share this word, that his legacy, that his labor in raising and teaching and showing me is not in vain. I'm obligated. I'm obligated to God, hallelujah, to share because of what God did for me. He died that I didn't have to die, that I won't have,
yeah,
to die. Amen? And so,
amen.
So Apostle Paul reminds us about our conviction, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. And so I just decree and declare that we grab a hold to the Apostle Paul's I am, amen, and take them in, amen, that it will drive us, hallelujah, to be as bold as the Apostle Paul was, amen. How many understand that this is the hour and this is the time as we look at the news and listen to the radio and read the newspaper, this is the time that we need to be obligated to our calling. Is anybody?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't know, let me help you. This is the time, amen, that we need to tie up our bootstrings, amen, and put on our war clothes. Put on our war clothes and be ready, hallelujah, to be about the Father's business. Be ready to tell someone about Jesus. Be ready to,
hallelujah,
share the good news,
yeah,
of the gospel. This is the time that we are to be confident, saints, and to be bold, hallelujah, about who we say we are. Amen. So we're going to just sit back, amen, when we have all of these things going on around us, shooting, gang banging, suicide, all of the laws,
yeah,
that God,
yeah,
is not happy with that are being,
that's
passed,
right,
anyway. We're obligated. You know, I mean, this is just really strong in my spirit that we have to be obligated. We are obligated. It is our duty. of what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. Hallelujah. To be about the Father's business and to share, hallelujah, the good news of the gospel. He said, I am not ashamed. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
The world is not ashamed. Hallelujah. We clearly see, come on now, that the world is not ashamed. We clearly see. When we see two men locked in arms, when we see two women locked in arms, they are not ashamed. What about the saints? I need some of the saints to not to be ashamed. I need some of the saints, amen, to have the same boldness, hallelujah, as the Apostle Paul had. That's what we need, hallelujah. Not
amen.
To be ashamed.
Ashamed. Amen.
So, while we have all, as we studied for the last 3 weeks, and I so excited about breaking down the three I ams of the Apostle Paul, we, and his testimony is great, hallelujah, but there is a greater testimony, glory to God, that we want to look at tonight, hallelujah. There is a greater testimony, amen, that we want
amen.
To look at tonight, and that is the testimony of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. The book of John is where we will take the seven I am of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we won't go through them all tonight, amen, but we will begin to break them down tonight, amen. We will begin to
amen.
Look at the testimony of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. The power in his testimony, the strength that comes out of his testimony, amen, what we can grab, hallelujah, and what we can stand on, hallelujah, from the testimony, thank you, Jesus, of Jesus Christ. So we want to look at the seven I ams of Christ Jesus, amen. So hashtag that on your Facebook and go to Linda Jordan Ministry Facebook and hashtag the seven I am of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
John declares through the entire book. When you look at the entire book of John, first of all, there's miracles. Hallelujah. Anybody in need of a miracle?
Yeah,
a miracle.
Yeah.
I know I'm not by myself. Yes. Well, the book of John describes the miracles of Jesus, the miracles that he performed. That reminds us that he is not slack in his promises to us. Amen. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And so
amen.
Also in the book of John, it goes all through the book of his, the great I am, the greatness, hallelujah, of our God, the greatness of our God. And while the enemy wants to steal our joy, hallelujah, while the enemy wants to steal our peace, while the enemy wants to break us down, while the enemy wants to put us down, while the enemy wants to snatch our joy, we need to look at the book of John, hallelujah, that we not be moved by anything that's going on around us, that we may not be moved by the report that we receive, that we might not be moved by what we're feeling in our body, what the thoughts is trying to come upon us. We need to look at the miracles of Jesus. We need to look at the book of John and be reminded of the greatness of the God that we serve. Amen.
Amen.
And so when
amen.
We look amen. At the first of Jesus's I am, hallelujah, and it would be in the chapter 6, John 6. Let's take a look at that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. John 6, and this is the 35th verse. Hallelujah. And it says, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life.
Okay.
He
Amen.
Who comes to me will never Amen. Go hungry. Huh? And
Amen.
He who believes in me will never thirst. Uh-huh. Amen. So the first
Amen.
One that we're looking at tonight is in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. Come on now. I am the bread of life. Boldly, emphatically, confidently, he declares, he is the bread of life. I don't know who else you're looking to. I don't know who else you're depending on. You need to look to me. I am the bread
yeah.
of life. And he who comes to me will never go hungry. Hallelujah. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. It goes
Amen.
On to say in 46 verse, if you go down a little bit, he says that I am that bread of life. Come on here. I don't know who you think is the bread of life, but he says right there in verse 48, I am that bread of life. What bread? The bread that gives you everlasting life. Huh? The bread that sustains you. Hallelujah. The bread of life that you will never have to go the other way again, the bread of life, huh?
Amen.
Then when it goes on down further, it says in verse 50, this is the bread, uh-huh, which comes down from heaven. That man can eat and never, never die.
Never
die.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Die. Come on. So you want to live? You want to live?
Mm.
Then we have the answer. Amen. Eat the bread of life. Hallelujah. The bread from his table. Hallelujah. Then when you come on down to verse 51, he just continues to remind you. Because the enemy wants to steal that. The enemy wants you to look to him. So God is continuously, Jesus is continuously speaking to us. I want you to know that I am. I want you to understand that I am. I want you to grab that it's me. I am your sustainer. I
Amen.
Am the living bread which comes down from heaven. You're looking in all in the wrong places to get fed. You're going to the wrong places. You're sitting at the wrong table. You're dabbing in the wrong things. I am the bread of life. I am the one who will
yeah.
sustain you. I am the one who will protect you. I am the one
yeah.
who will build you up. I am the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
so
Lord.
When I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, now this is a personal thing. He said, I am to you. He's saying, I am to me, what he is to me. And when you are hungry, uh-huh, only you can take care of that situation. Hmm? Only you can. I don't care if I put a smorgasbord in front of you. I don't care if I take you to a all-you-can-eat buffet. Only you can take care of the issue of you being hungry. You have to eat the food, huh?
Amen.
It doesn't
Amen.
Matter how
right.
thirsty you are. Until you drink of the water, your thirst would not be quenched.
That's
so
right.
So it doesn't matter that somebody else is telling you that they're hungry. It doesn't matter. Because no one can take care of that hunger. But you. Amen.
Amen.
I can't take care of that for you. I can't stop those hunger pains from coming up, you know, you buckling over because you're hungry. Those hunger pains, I can't stop that. I can tell you where you can go, but you will have to eat the food to alleviate the hunger pain. Are you with me?
Amen.
Same is so with the with our spiritual man. When you and we have them all the time, every Wednesday, every Tuesday, every Thursday, every Sunday night, tables, spiritual tables are being set. Amen?
Amen.
But you have to go to the table and not just sit at the table. You have to eat what's being served. That's the only way that your spirit man is going to be strong. That your spirit man will be nurtured. Your spirit man will be awakened. Because when you're hungry, you're weak. When you're hungry, you can't think straight. When you're hungry, anything, you know, most people can kind of do anything because you're not you. You can't fight off things. You can't think correctly. You know, you're not thinking. You don't even want to be bothered. You need to get, I need some food in my belly. I need to drink some water. That's all you think about. That's all you think about. Amen? And so,
amen.
Unless we take that same natural into the spirit realm, there are many of us now, and we know many people that are spiritually starving. They're spiritually hungry. They're having stomach pain. They're cramping. They're struggling because they cannot eat. And they cannot eat because no one will go. Don't play with me. We won't go where they are. I am the bread of life. I know you're hungry, and I'm trying to give you food to eat.
Amen.
So you must go so that they can partake of the food. Amen. When you invite somebody, we love to eat. When you invite somebody to come and have dinner with you, amen, they're excited, hallelujah, they're excited, yes, because the body needs food. Our body needs food. Well, guess what? So does our spiritual body, our spiritual man. It needs
amen.
Food. It needs to be fed daily, hallelujah. And God is telling us that I am the bread of life. Eat of me, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the world is looking for that manna. The world is looking for that mortgage board. The world is looking for that buffet, amen. Because when you sit at the king's table, it's unlimited. They just keep bringing you food after food after food after food, and that's just what Jesus does. He feeds you till you want no more. He feeds you till your cup runneth over. He feeds you until you're able to get up and stand upright and step out and do what he has called you to do. Amen?
Amen.
When you sit at the table, you can be replenished. Amen? And so I encourage you on tonight, as we get ready to take our prayer request, I want to encourage the believers, amen, to know, first of all, that Jesus is compelling us, as the Apostle Paul, to go and not to be ashamed to go. Amen? And to go into those dark places and let the world know that Jesus is the bread of life.
Amen.
And if they eat his bread, huh, they will never die. It's in the word. It's in the word. It's in God's word. So food sustains us, our natural man. But the spiritual word of God sustains our spirit man. Amen. For us to stand,
amen,
stand strong and be encouraged and be courageous and be and do all that God has called us to do. Amen.
Yeah.
We
amen.
Have to stay encouraged. Hallelujah. We have to
hallelujah.
Be willing, hallelujah, to tell the story. Hallelujah. We have to be willing to share the good news of the gospel. Because if we don't go into those dark places, then how will they know about the good news of the gospel?
Yeah,
how will
yeah.
they know that he is the bread of life if we don't go and share? You know they're looking. They're searching. They just can't find the light because we're the light and we're not where they
yeah.
are.
Right.
So we must go, saints. We must go to the dark places. That's what evangelism is all about. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about, his obligation. It's his obligation is to go, to evangelize. Because soon
amen.
And very soon, Jesus is back. And if we are not about our Father's business, too many of them will not make it in. Because
yes.
there's somebody that you need to witness to. We're going
amen.
To be in Baltimore, and we're going out on the streets to witness. And I just
amen.
Pray that those that are in that area, it doesn't take a lot to say. It's not a lot that you have to say. You just need to show up and have the love of Jesus on you. Give somebody a
amen.
Bottle of water. It's 102, 103 degrees here in Dallas. I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's hot. Somebody
yes,
has a cold water bottle of water. Well, let me introduce you to Jesus while I bless you with this cold bottle of water.
Mm.
Amen. There is
amen.
A hell that's hotter than what you are experiencing right now. And if you don't give your life to the Lord,
yes,
you will burn
Lord.
In that lake of fire forever.
My Lord.
Let me introduce Jesus to you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. We've got to be about the Father's business. He's the bread of life, and we just need to introduce it to the world. We just need to introduce him. They'll receive him just like you received him. Hallelujah. Just like you receive him. So as we continue, we're talking tonight about the seven I am of Jesus in the book of John. And the first
amen.
One he declared to tell us is that he is the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And that bread is the bread that we need to give. That's the manna that you will never die when you eat of that bread. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Receive
God,
that in
God
Jesus' name. Receive
amen.
That in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we want to open up the lines, bring you forth. If you have a prayer request, our prayer ministry wants to come in agreement with your request. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there a prayer
amen.
Request on tonight?
Yes, I have a prayer request. Sister Sales
okay.
in Baltimore.
God bless
Sales
you.
Baltimore.
Sales in Baltimore.
God bless
amen.
You. Yes, yes. I have a special prayer for the Lawson family.
Amen.
And the loss of the loved one. Pray for the Lawson family. And the prayer
amen.
For my pastor. of Pastor Felton Williams Jr. and his family.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yes. God bless you, Sister Sales. Thank you for joining
God
us tonight.
God bless you. Yes.
Amen.
Lord,
we
Jesus.
Will pray for the Lawson. That's our grandmother,
yes.
Grandma Lawson. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Great loss. And, of course,
yes,
Pastor, my dad. And we are believing God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For complete healing for him, the family, and our home church, New
yes.
Second Baptist.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Is there yes. another?
Minister Jordan.
Mary in Nashville.
Yes. It's Tyra.
Hello.
Tyra?
Yes. How you feeling?
A little louder. God bless you, Tyra. I'm well.
How you
good
feeling?
Good to hear your voice. I'm feeling good. Excited about the Lord. It's good to hear your voice. Hello?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of faded out. Are you in a bad
place? Yeah. No. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, because it keeps going in and out.
Oh,
my prayer request for my family.
Okay.
You heard me?
Amen.
I said my prayer request
yes.
for my family.
For your family. Okay. And what's your last name, Tyra?
Patterson.
Patterson, that's right. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else? God bless you.
Renata Ramsey from Detroit, Michigan.
Renata Ramsey from Detroit. Amen.
Amen.
I would like for you to keep my friend Ira Bush and her son Brandon in prayer.
Tyra, her name was Tyra?
Ira.
Ira, that's right. Ira and Brandon.
Right.
Amen. In prayer for healing. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Detroit is in the house. Hallelujah.
Detroit is in the house.
Amen.
Yes.
Anyone else?
This is, yeah, this is Pastor Mary. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I would like to pray for state of Tennessee. Nashville had a bad shooting today at the mall, actually at the movie theater. And I would just like to pray for those that were in the midst of all of it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Nashville, Tennessee. Amen. Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Gwen Levi, Sister Linda from Baltimore, Maryland.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
So, likewise, good to hear yours as well. My
Thank
prayer
you.
Request is for a cousin, Michael Wesley.
Okay.
Also for the Williams family.
Amen.
And for our city of Baltimore, we've lost a lot of youth since summer has come in, but it's been a very trying time for our young people in the city.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen.
God bless you.
Anyone else? Thank you.
Hello. I had a... My name is Jasmine, and
I'm sorry,
I
can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
You can hear me now?
I think someone have their television on. If you can mute your phone or step away from the noise so it doesn't filter in. Thank you. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay.
Hello.
I had received the Holy Ghost early this morning, and I'm praying even more, and that you all would pray that that he will even manifest in me even more.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. You said you did receive?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I know you did. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is Jasmine. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. God bless you. And you just you, so your prayer request is more of him. I know you said you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking in tongues. Praise God. That was your prayer request last week. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, sweetie, what were you saying?
Oh, you said, what was I saying?
Yes.
Oh, I was basically saying, like as I've received it, you know, being more confident in it and not, you know, doubting.
Okay, absolutely. Amen. All right. Well, you do want to continue to exercise, but we will pray for you tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there any others? I have Sister Kathy Carter and for healing, and Sandra Johnson for that we're adding tonight and to our prayer. So to God be the glory. And we just believe in the power of prayer. And it sounds like those that are on tonight has a spirit of expectancy. And with our spirit of expectancy coming together in one accord, we just believe that God will hear and answer. He will meet the need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. So we're going to have Pastor Mary to open and minister to us in prayer. I want to, before she comes, just lift up these requests. Hallelujah. Back up to the Lord as we join our faith and believe God for increase in each area that is needed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have the Lawson family who's
yes.
grieving. Hallelujah. We
yes.
have the Sales family. We have
yes.
Pastor Fulton Williams Jr. And family, my dad, my family, New Second Baptist
yes.
Church. Hallelujah. We have Tyra Patterson and her family. We have Ira and Brandon in the name of Jesus. We have Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have Michael Wesley that we're bringing before the Lord tonight. The Williams family again. Hallelujah. The city of Baltimore, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are lifting up Jasmine, hallelujah, that she, oh God, will be more confident and will build herself up in her most holy faith. And we're praying for Sister Kathy Carter for healing and Sandra Johnson for healing. And we bring our youth, our children, our young adults before the Lord tonight. And we bring marriages before the Lord on tonight. We bring grandparents who are raising their children's children. Hallelujah. And we pray for single parents who are having to raise their children alone. Hallelujah. We pray tonight for the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray for those that are looking for jobs, that are diligently and looking for legal and jobs to take care of their families. We are praying for jobs, amen, for those that are searching. There are people that's truly looking for work and want to work.
Amen, amen.
Take care of their families. So we're praying for jobs on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're praying for our government, for our country. Hallelujah. And we
thank
just
you,
thank
Lord.
God for this opportunity to join our faith together. Hallelujah. And to believe God. And we, whatever the prayer is that you did not release, just let it go in this presence, in this
Amen.
Anointing. And know that God hears. Glory to God. And we're joining our faith, hallelujah, to believe God for the miracle, for the answer, for the breakthrough, hallelujah, that his people are standing in need of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mary. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, you have heard every prayer request, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Father,
you
told us to come to you, Lord God, in prayer, Lord God. Believe in, Lord God, what we pray we shall see. You said if two or three touch and agree that whatever we ask, Lord God, we shall have. So, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to heal those that are sick, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who are have infirmities, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you touch their bodies, Lord God.
Touch
their minds, Lord God. Touch their souls, Lord God. Father,
yes,
heal
God.
Their
yes,
spirit,
God. Yes,
Lord God.
God,
where they're depressed, where they're down, Lord God, where their bodies
Thank
are
you,
aching,
Father.
Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus has healed
Hallelujah.
Their bodies, Lord God. Father,
yes.
let them know, Lord God, that they can call upon the name of Jesus, that he has already
Thank
healed
you.
Them, Lord God, and
Amen.
That they can walk in their healing, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to touch
Hallelujah.
Them, Lord God, mentally, Lord God. Father, where their minds, Lord God, is racing with all kind of things, Lord God. Father, teach them to speak to the mind, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Thank
Heavenly
you,
Father,
Thank
to
you,
pull down every evil imagination
Lord,
that will exalt
Lord,
itself
Lord,
above
Lord.
The knowledge of God. Father, teach
yes.
them how to pull it down, Lord God, and to speak life and life more abundantly over their bodies, over
Thank
their
you,
minds.
Father.
Father, we ask you, Lord God, to go to the hospitals,
we
Lord
ask you, God.
God.
We
Those,
ask you,
Lord God,
God
in the name
you,
of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you heal them, Lord God. Father, remove the depression, Lord God. Remove whatever it is, Lord God, that is causing them, Lord God, to doubt themselves, Lord God, or to even want to give up, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let them
yes,
know, Lord
Father.
God, that we are praying for them. Encourage themselves, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, let them find something inside of them, Lord God, that will remind them of what you have already done, Lord God, in the mighty
Thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
Heavenly Father,
yes,
we pray, Lord God, for the city of Baltimore, Lord God. We
yes.
ask, oh God, for the teens and the youth, Lord God, that are dying at an early age, Lord God, premature death, Lord God. We
yes,
pray
God.
Over them, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their
yes,
over their
Lord.
Bodies, over their minds, Lord God, mm-hmm. in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the crusade
yes.
in Baltimore, Lord God, that the crusade, Lord God, many will be saved, Lord God. Many souls
many will
come to you, Lord
yes,
God, in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. People will be delivered, healed, and set free,
yes,
Lord God,
yes,
of any
God.
Demonic
yes,
spirits
God.
That are trying to attack them, Lord God. Father, we thank you that every need will be met, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In
we thank you for finances
Jesus.
Coming in from the north, south, east and west, Lord God. We pray for the visionary. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her and keep her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray strength, Lord God, wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, over her life, Lord God. We ask, oh God, that you bless the team that will be going in, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep their homes while they're gone, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the bereaved, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones, Father, even
Lord
here in Nashville, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you touch this world that we live in, Lord God. Let us display the love, Lord God. Let us not be children of apathy, Lord God, but let us, Lord God, be your hands, be your feet, be your mouth, be your everything, Lord God, that we will bring others to you, Lord God. Father, let us not sit back and say somebody else can do it. Let us reach our hands in there and do what we need to do, Lord God, to win others to you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, there's so much evil going on because we know that we're close to the end of time, Lord God. So let us be about our Father's business, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, for Wake Up America in Nashville as it kicks off in September.
We ask,
Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless,
Lord God,
that we would put prayer back in school, Lord God, that this nation will come together and love one another, Lord God, that we will stand on the power that is within us, and that is you, Jesus Christ. Father, let us not talk about the power, but let us stand on it. Let us be about your business, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, for the Williams family. We pray for every family, Lord God, that is going through, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to be their strength, Lord God. Father, we ask that you encamp your angels in and all around them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Heavenly Father. And we will give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for being our daddy. We thank you for being our father. We ask you, Lord God, to go to Israel, Lord God. We ask you,
Lord
God, to send your ministering angels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to Jerusalem, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are on the prayer wall, Lord God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would protect them, Lord God, from every seen and unseen danger, Lord God. We pray for our government system, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will seek your face before they make any decisions, before they pass any laws, Lord God. We pray for those that are running for office right now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give us discernment, Lord God, of the things that we need to do. Father, I pray for the young lady, Lord God, who have accepted, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue to fill her up, Lord God, with new tongues, Lord God. Fill her up, Lord God. Fill her up, Lord God. Even as she empties out, fill her up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, for it all belongs to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come to collectively tonight, Lord God, midweek
tonight,
to pray,
Father.
Lord God,
yes,
in the
God.
Name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You the praise, God, in Jesus'
God.
Mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
We praise
Hallelujah,
you, God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Glory
we
to your name, God.
You, Lord.
We thank
oh,
you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus. We praise you,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
For
oh,
you are
yes,
worthy,
God.
God, of all
oh,
of our praises,
you,
God.
Jesus.
And we just
thank
want to say
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
Be to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are the bread
Hallelujah.
Of life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We adore
Glory
you
to your name, Lord God.
We
thank
you, Lord God, that you've called
Hallelujah.
Us for such a time as
Hallelujah.
This, Lord God.
For such a time.
We thank you that we are ready, Lord God, to be about your business.
Yes,
God. And we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we are on
thank
the wall.
You,
Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
We will not come down. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight
Hallelujah.
That our face is like a
thank
flint,
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we
thank
shall
you,
not
Lord.
Be moved. We thank you
Glory
tonight. glory, God,
glory. Yes,
that we
Lord.
Have
thank
the
you,
hold
Lord.
On the
thank
armor
you,
of God that
thank
we can
you, Lord.
Stand
yes, Lord. Yes,
the wild
yes,
of the enemy.
Lord.
For we wrestle
hallelujah,
not
hallelujah.
Against flesh and blood,
hallelujah,
but against
hallelujah.
Principalities and high places.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Yes, that greater
Lord.
Is he
yes,
that is
yes,
within
Lord.
Us. Than the enemy who tries to come to
Jesus,
steal, to
Jesus,
heal.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank
Jesus,
you that you've
Jesus.
Come to give us life, and you've come to give
and
us
life
more abundantly. Hallelujah.
You,
and we
yes,
thank
Lord,
you,
Lord,
God,
thank
for the listeners who
you.
Have dialed
Jesus.
In. We thank you tonight for the callers who have called in. We thank
Jesus,
you tonight,
Jesus,
God,
Jesus.
That we can come together and join our faith,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God,
yes,
for those
yes,
who,
Lord, yes,
oh, God, who
yes,
has released their prayer requests, for those, my
Hallelujah.
God, that's going through,
Lord,
Lord God, we thank you tonight that we declare you to be the healer. Oh, God, the one that healeth me, oh, God. Oh, the one that died that we could live. Oh, God, that by your stripes we can walk in complete
Lord.
And total healing,
yes,
God.
Lord.
So
yes,
we
Lord.
Speak, oh, God, to those that are afflicted, and we say, pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Be healed
yes,
in the name and in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, oh, God, for raising our Father back up. We thank you, Lord,
thank
God,
you, Lord.
For
thank
touching
you,
the
thank
encourages
you,
the Lawson family. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, God, oh, God,
yes.
for ministering to and for the Patterson family. We thank you tonight,
thank
for
you,
touching Ira and Brandon,
glory,
oh, God.
Glory,
we
glory.
Thank you for sweeping through, God, Tennessee, Nashville, God. Sweep through us,
yes.
God, through Nashville, oh, God, of peace, oh God, of encouragement, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for touching Wesley, oh God, and the city
yes.
of Baltimore, God. We thank you for
yes,
the right
Lord
people
thank
in the
you.
Right places with the Holy Ghost to decree and declare to call
thank
things
God.
That are not as though they were. God, we're on the wall and we will not come down, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us together as your united front, Father. We decree as the great Apostle Paul, we are obligated to this thing, God. We are obligated, we're committed, we're compelled, God, to go and share the good news of the gospel, God. Father, we thank you for miracles with signs and wonders to follow, God. We thank you, oh God, for debt cancellation, hospital bills, my God. Zero in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you. Hospital bills and school loans, my God. Zero out. Debt canceled. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for jobs, Father. We speak jobs to come forth for those men, those women, the youth that are diligently seeking and looking for work, God. You can create a job, God. We thank you for doors of opportunity, oh God, to take care of their obligation and responsibilities. Father, we pray for our as the schools come back in. We cover the school with the blood of Jesus. We cover the campus, the buses, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that your divine protection hovers over in the name of Jesus, that they are safe. We thank you for the right teachers, the right counselors, the right administrators, God, the right people in the counselor's office, and the right people, Father, in the kitchen, the cafeteria, and the janitors, Father, the right people around our children, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that it is a safe environment. Hallelujah. They can go, and they will learn, and they are protected. And we thank you that their life will not be cut off short. We decree and declare long life. Hallelujah. The head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen. Our children are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. They are highly favored. Hallelujah. They will soar and they succeed, Father. Our children, God, our children, God, we bring them before you, and no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. We cover our children, God. They are protected. They are protected. They are protected. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight for this opportunity to come to you. Hallelujah. This opportunity to release our petition and our request. And we thank you that you're faithful, Father, to do above what we can ask or think, exceedingly, God, over that. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you that your eyes are in all places, beholding the good and the bad. And there's no good thing that you will withhold from those who walk up right before you. Father, meet every need. Oh, God, meet every need that's listening tonight, that's joined in tonight. Meet every need. Every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, every, oh, God, evangelist, and every missionary, God. We cover them, the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise on tonight, God. We thank you that you're not only here, but you answer our prayers because you are the living bread. Oh God, we will never die taking the living bread, the bread of life. Father, we thank you tonight and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless each of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For joining in tonight. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call, and we will be back next Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell somebody and connect with us on the next time. God bless you is my prayer in Jesus' name. Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. God bless you.
God
bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Good night. Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all the prayers.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Not good. Thank you for the prayer.
Amen. Is that Tyra?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Good to hear you. Thank you for joining. I said it's good to hear you. Thank you for joining.
No problem.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. I'll talk to you next week, I guess.
Or I'll call you. I'm
going to
call you.
All right. Do that. I'd love to talk with you.
Okay.
All right. All right. Be safe. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.